1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
You know those big internal company work events where businesses will do a giant presentation and have people come up to speak in a room full of hundreds of employees?
Yeah.
Well, the guy we call today is scheduled to do one of those for the very first time at his company.
Uh-oh.
And he's about to hit a roadblock that he never saw coming.
Because
the person organizing it is going through some personal issues right now.
Oh, no.
And I think it's only going to add to the stress. You'll find out in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, Peter?
This is Peter. Who is this?
Hi, I'm Annabelle Torrance. I'm the coordinator for the internal corporate event you're going to be speaking at, and I'm just calling because it's kind of a big deal.
Right. Thanks for your call. Is everything okay?
Yeah, totally fine. just wondering if you ever done this before?
No, actually, this is going to be my first presentation of this kind.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about it, to be honest.
Okay, don't worry. I've been doing these events ever since 2016, when my ex and I took a romantic trip to Italy and he promised to love me forever.
Okay. I appreciate your helping me make sure it all goes according to plan.
And then Peter, the other day at breakfast, he told me it's over. He broke up with me. We dated for almost 9 years. Actually, it was 8 years, 11 months, 12 days, but who's counting, right?
I'm really sorry. It's really hard.
You know what, though? I'm over it. Good riddance to that loser. His loss, am I right?
I don't know if I can speak to that. It's just...
Peter, I need you to back me up right now, okay? He's an asshole. Tell me he is one.
Given that this is a work call, I was just wondering if you might be able to help me prepare for the presentation.
You're right. Head in the game. Back to your presentation. So, like I said, I'm the event coordinator. I'm in charge of your walk-up music, and I think I've got a perfect choice for you.
Wait, what does that mean? What is the walk-up music?
When they introduce you and you come to the stage, tell me if this will work. You want this to play?
Hello. It's me.
Oh, no, no.
I was wondering.
Can I take the walk-up music?
Peter,
I don't...
Peter.
Yeah.
Let the music wash over you.
Everything.
I'm letting it. It's just I've heard this song before, and I don't know if this would be the right walk. I didn't even know there was walk-up music.
Okay, you didn't like that one?
No.
It's been on repeat at my house.
It's not that I don't like the song. It's that I'm wondering if it's the most appropriate song for...
Yeah, I see. Picky like my ex was picky about how I loaded the dishwasher. Even though he refused to load it himself. God.
Is there like another song that I can...
Yep, I hear you. It's all about you. You want a different song. How about this one?
Wait.
Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want.
No, are you singing along? I don't think this is going to work either, actually. Because I feel like there could be a choice to get people excited about the presentation.
What, Peter? What do you want?
I don't know. I didn't even know there was a song. I'm not really prepared to, like, give recommendations.
Not upbeat and fun for you, Peter? Is that your problem?
No. It's just you're picking this. Totally honest, they're like sad breakup songs.
No.
And I know you said that you were going through this breakup, and I don't know if there's some sort of correlation.
Okay. Whatever, Peter. Whatever. Shut up.
Excuse me?
Shut up.
You know, that's inappropriate. Okay, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help the firm, because I don't want to walk out to a sad song. I wanted to be a good presentation.
Okay, you want something upbeat? Here. How about this?
Since you've been gone.
No. Okay, I honestly appreciate.
I didn't like that, Peter.
That you picked something.
You feel
upbeat.
Energized now, Peter, huh? Since you've been gone. Since you've been gone.
What are you laughing?
kind of. Because this is all a prank phone call.
What?
Your coworker Brent set you up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there it is. There it is, Peter. This is actually Brooke from the radio station, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
I thought you were really upset about being broken up.
No, I'm not.
Hands up.
So I can't.
Hold me, Peter.
No, all right. My hands are up.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.